thank you, so that idol ambushed me when I was walking home. It all happened after dusk in Ueno Park. I was walking and I was really tired, so I didn't pay too much attention to my surroundings. Suddenly I felt I stumbled over a tree branch, but as I looked down it was that woman holding my right leg with her both arms. She was lying on the ground and kept hanging to my leg. I tried to get rid of her, because I recognized her from my work. I work as Stafu San at TV studio. I know her friends, they raped me all multiple times. I know their tricks. So this time my plan was to just run away from her. Typically they take advantage of the fact that there is nowhere to run and hide inside TV studio building, so I knew this time I had a chance. What happened then was a chain of very unfortunate events. First mistake of mine was that I assumed she was alone. She was not. There was another friend of her hiding behind me. I heard the name Hinko and something pushed my back. My leg was stranded, so I fell on my back. When I opened my eyes saying it, I saw darkness. Second later I realized that woman who was holding my leg lying on my chest, and that other woman called Hinko sitting on my face. I tried calling for help and escaping, but I knew I am in trouble the moment they both started touching my pants with their fingers. I didn't understand what that game meant until it hit me they wanted to trick my penis into getting erected. I knew these games all too well. I tried crawling on my back using my legs, but I moved maybe couple cm before my pants started moving down. That woman from that pic was holding to my pants with her hand, so they were sliding down with each my move. I felt a cold evening breeze touching my privates. My penis was exposed. It was too late. They started to trick my penis into getting hard and didn't pay attention when I pleaded for mercy. Suddenly it all went from cold to warm down there. I managed to move that woman's bottom from my face and I saw that woman was hiding my penis inside her mouth. They started laughing and they both held me down while taking turns. They repeatedly used their mouth and their vaginas to keep my penis warm. That deceived my penis into thinking it was safe, and it let my semen to escape my testicles. The rest is history. They kept laughing loud as if they had no remorse for their actions. They dressed up and left me lying on the ground covered with leaves. The wind blew on top of my naked and raped body. Next time we've seen each other at TV studio, they acted as if nothing happened and said "Su care somebody sue." But I saw in their eyes they were not talking about work at the studio, but events that occurred that cold evening at the Ueno Park.
Dress, you know I love your style. Every moment I'm with you, I can't help but smile. I've thought it before, I'll think it again. When will we stop playing pretend? Wishing you would just make up your mind. Let me love you and we'll be alright.